Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Laurie Beth Jones on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio after a very busy and hopefully joyful holiday season. And my guest with me this morning is Nicole Greer, one of our absolute favorite trainers. And we have Maria Hall also joining us. And the two of them have teamed up. Maria is also one of our favorite trainers. And the two of them have joined up around the book Jesus Entrepreneur and are becoming our specialist resident experts in the spirited entrepreneur. So welcome, Nicole.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome.
Good morning, Laurie Beth. Good morning, Nicole.
Great. All right. So what they sent me the outline for the talk, and what we wanted to talk about particularly were the seven gifts of business, which is really timely in the holiday season because we've all been thinking about gifts, what we're going to give, and some of us at certain ages, what we're going to get. And I include myself in that age group. So with Jesus Entrepreneur, I outlined seven gifts of business, and Nicole and I were talking in the pre-show about the fact that this has been such a challenging time for business, and many people have been laid off or unemployed, and here's an opportunity to really start your own empire. There's never been a better time. So let's talk about that. Nicole, could you just quickly outline what the seven gifts are?
Oh, I'd be glad to. And, you know, business is a great and exciting mission field to be in. And it's funny to talk about it like that as a mission field. But as you outlined in your book, the gifts that people bring to others is the gift of dignity. There's the gift of acknowledgement, prosperity, integrity, service, community, and finally, which can resonate with everybody, challenge, which is out there right now. So it's time to bring that gift.
Right. I remember reading a story years ago about the Chinese government and how, you know, they have literally billions of people to employ and there wasn't enough work. And so they started a program having people just break big rocks into gravel. And the reason they did this was so that people would have a reason to get up in the morning. And even though it sounds like it was very trivial and hard work, which it was on many levels, it lifted the spirit of the community because they had something to do. They had a reason to go back to work and, to get, you know, like I said, to get up in the morning. And I go to the beach in San Diego a lot, and I watch the little kids playing, and they are just so intent on a job. You know, they want to dig a hole for the water to come in. Or I have a picture of a little girl in Postcards on Leadership where she's very intently carrying a shovel full of sand from one site to another, and she's biting her little lower lip. And, you know, of course, any of us looking at the ocean know that there's not much that she can do there that's going to last. But she needed to have that work, even in her little pink bathing suit. So dignity is a very important part of business. It gives us a sense of pride. Even if you notice a dog carrying a bone has a little prance about him or her because they know they've got something that is very important. So is the work that you're doing contributing to your own sense of dignity? And I think this is one of the definitions of a spiritualpreneur, that you are doing work that honors God, work that honors you, and you're making a living full-time doing that. So, Maria.
Yes.
Acknowledgement. Let's talk about acknowledgement and what that means as a gift in business.
Well, as a gift in business, acknowledgement, we know that businesses ideally should be creating an atmosphere where the gifts and talents of the people within them are recognized and rewarded. So this recognition encourages people to grow. And when I think of, you know, a spirited entrepreneur and as they look at developing their employees, so it's not just bringing them into the workplace and giving them a job, but really working to develop the gifts and the unique talents that they're going to bring to the team and nurturing that complete employee. You know, with the Laurie Beth Jones products that we have, I mean, the Path Elements Profile is one of the key tools that I use in working with spirit entrepreneurs to really help them really fully engage their employees and really be able to be in the place of providing that acknowledgement and honoring their employees. So it's something that's really vital, a vital gift for a business.
And that makes for a much happier workplace, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Particularly if you want to keep the winds and fires around, there better be a lot of praise.
Yes, yes.
In the mix. Nicole, let's talk about prosperity.
Oh, absolutely. Prosperity is one of the major gifts of business, and it's about bringing, you know, abundance to those around you. And successful business births other successful business. So we need to really, you know, be thinking that we are out here working to improve the economy and to bring it into abundance and step out of that mindset of scarcity. You know, we have a coaching program, or the PATH Coach program, and it is a place where we learn how to reframe the way we think about things. And one of the things that we need to step out of is from this scarcity mentality more into an abundance mentality. And with reframing, we go from what do we want to a place of stepping into where there's plenty of that available to us. So in business, we simply go out there and we try to bring the gifts and talents that we have that were, you know, under acknowledgement, that were found through the PEP, and we get put in a position where we're moving in and out of our strengths on a daily basis. And in that place, you know, we're going to bring prosperity because people are going to respond when they see people in their strengths, and people are going to be, you know, making things move forward at a much faster pace because they're going to be bringing their ideas to bear inside of business. So prosperity really comes out of putting your employees and yourself in a place of being in their strengths so that they can, you know, get the job done.
Boy, I think that's such a needed message. And what we're talking about today is going to be laid out in a 90-minute webinar, which was going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, January 25th, and people can log on to lauriebethjones.com. So in our radio blog today, we're hitting the high points of what we're going to go into in much more depth, and certainly prosperity in this time where all the headlines are shouting, you know, doom and gloom. It's very important. I wrote in my LBJ postcards on leadership, I was walking along the shores in California, and I had some very well-to-do friends who were just lamenting that California was going bankrupt, and one guy was going to move to Nevada, and the other one had a home here, and she was going to leave and go back to her rainy, rainy home state because they said the state is going bankrupt. And I was walking along the shores watching the pelicans and the seagulls, and I thought, can beauty ever go bankrupt? You know? Prosperity is a God-imbued system in the universe. It's our little systems overlaid on that that sometimes need reframing, to use Nicole's word there. When it comes to integrity, values, services as promised, the thing I love about business, even more so than so many of the other pillars that we talk about, is that when you're in business, you have to deliver what you promised or you are brought to task very quickly. And that's not always the case in other endeavors. Certainly, many people have probably endured family members around vacation tree. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we're both business professionals, and we were saying how hard it is to deal with people sometimes who don't have the same value system we do, that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. When you say you're going to be on time, you be on time. Because if you're not in business, your dignity suffers, your prosperity suffers, and people are not going to acknowledge you, right, Maria?
That's right.
So let's talk about service here.
Well, the fifth gift of business is service. And, you know, it's important for a business, obviously, to have a product that's in integrity, meaning that they're offering a service or a product that's valued and needed by industry. And, you know, part of that is going to be how they're backing it up, and that's through service. So as a business, you've got to be constantly evaluating, you know, how your customers are being treated and how they're perceived that they're being treated, because what they believe is really what's going to be the key to your success. And so a successful business is going to have this culture of service and respect that can, you know, evaluate the self-esteem of everyone they encounter. So they're constantly looking for ways to innovate what they do to provide better service, better value, and they're constantly seeking feedback from their customers and welcome it. And
you know, that is so true. I was reading recently about a Harvard business gentleman or business person who wrote a book on all the innovative service labs that companies are coming up with, and they mentioned 3M, that they now have a place where the customers come in and interact with some of the prototypes of the tools that they're thinking about offering, so that the customers can tell them, is this really going to serve me, and it would serve me more if it went this way instead of that way. So service is really about listening skills, which we teach abundantly in the PATH coaching program, right?
Oh, yes.
So, Nicole, let's talk about community.
This is my favorite one, and community is so important because people need something to belong to. And I just think about, the PATH community that we're all in, and just the people that I have personally brought into the Lori Beth Jones group are some of my dearest friends. Rhonda York and Elise Stanfield and Kimber Brittner and Lisa Hopped and others. And, you know, when you have tools and you have resources that can really make a difference in your entrepreneurship, you know, you just can't help but share them. And when they're universal and they, you know, hold up your platform, you invite people to join you. And when you do that, you get some really deep, meaningful relationships, because you start to form things like mastermind groups, group coaching groups, networking groups. And when you get into those situations, you know, people understand who you are at the core, because within the PATH community, for example, we all know each other's mission statement. We have shared our vision of what we want for the future. And when we do that, it takes on such power, and everybody around you supports and holds you up. And so business and being a spirited entrepreneur is really about relationship and building communities where we can work together to support each other in our endeavors. And that is just really key to be a spirited entrepreneur.
Well, and especially now with the whole climate of social networking, it's people binding together who have common values and common interests, even if they don't have a common geography. And again, as I said in the opening, it's never been a better time to launch a business or start an empire, because you can connect with people all over the globe who are looking for what you have to offer 24/7. So the final gift of business that we talk about is challenge. And one of the things I love about business is that it's constantly challenging us to change, to adapt, to grow, to learn a new way of listening, to learn how to modify our elemental challenges so that we can adapt to the people around us and get the job done in a better way. Now, Maria, in this webinar coming up, what are some of the things that we're going to go deeper into that people would definitely want to tune in for?
Well, during our session, Lori Beth, we're going to go deeper into the different sections of the book, the launch, you know, heeding that entrepreneurial call. We've got the lurch, the lessons, learning from the wisdom of those that have gone before us, and then the love, just, how to enjoy your business, how to strategically plan for your success and to keep it going long term.
Oh, I love that, and I can hear the enjoyment that you both have. Nicole, you bring such joy, and Maria, I know you're working with, you're mentoring business leaders in your community, and this webinar is going to be January 25th, 7 p.m. Eastern. Log on to lauriebethjones.com under events for more information. Never been a better time to launch a business in the world. Thank you so much for listening, and we bless you. Go forth and do good. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.